You'll turn to Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to look at some verses in Hebrew for confession. We'll start in verse 3. But before we start, if you don't mind, lead us in prayer, please. Let us pray. Our dear Lord, there are truths in your word. And Lord, help the Holy Spirit as we read your word to convict us of truth and help that truth to change our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, in chapter 1, let's look at verses 3 and 4, and then we're going to flip through several chapters, but just look at some verses kind of with a central theme in Hebrews. In verse 3 of chapter 1, it says, "He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high." Flip over to chapter 2, and we're going to start in verse 9. "But we see him who for a little while was made lower than angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers." All right, go down to verse 17. "Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." And verse 1 of chapter 3 says, "Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and the high priest of our confession." All right, let's flip over to chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 14 through 16. "Since then we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." All right, in chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says this, "Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Two more sections. Let's flip to chapter 8. Two verses from chapter 8, then we'll get two verses from chapter 12. Chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. "Now the point..." Ooh, that's never happened before. I always get nervous with these things anyway. I think about Garth Brooks or something, you know. All right, man. I can't believe it came off my big ear anyway. All right, here we go. Verse 1 of chapter 8. "Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man." And then two more verses. Chapter 12. One and two of chapter 12. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Okay, we celebrate his birth. We just did that for Christmas. We celebrate him. We celebrate his resurrection. You know, we call that Easter. And we have many individuals, and you can get on the internet who are studying, debating his return and those events surrounding with his return. But one pastor reminded me one time. He said, "Do we have a day where we celebrate his current location and what he does for true believers?" Think about that. Do we have a time where we acknowledge that he's at the right hand of God interceding for us? You know, if we were to go around campus at the University of Georgia and we were to ask, okay, is Christmas associated with what religious holiday and what does it celebrate? I think most would probably know what Christmas is about. Supposedly, they would know that the Messiah was born or Jesus was born. If we even asked them what Easter was associated with and what does it celebrate, I think a lot of them would know that something about the resurrection of Christ. But if we were to ask them, where is Jesus Christ at and what is he currently doing, they might get maybe heaven, but I don't think very few people focus on what he's doing, that he's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. That's pretty deep. So as we go confession today, let's reflect now on 2018. Did you fail to focus on our high priest who will intercede for you? Have you forgotten that he's able to sympathize with your weaknesses? Have you forgotten that he learned obedience from what he suffered? That's just a deep verse to me. So instead of having a New Year's resolution, what about focusing on a Christ that was tempted in every way as you and I are, but without sin? What about pleading for his help on a daily basis? Are you guilty of not utilizing that gift like you should? Remember this, you could have went through something in 2018 that no one in this sanctuary could understand, that we couldn't really wrap our brain around what you went through. However, you will never go through anything that Christ will not understand. You will never go through anything that he cannot sympathize with you. So do not forget that the great sacrifices that our high priest made for us, for what he did for us. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, that not only for grace, Lord, that you saved us, Lord, but you're at the right hand of God interceding for us, Lord, and you call us a brother because you tasted of humanity and you understand our weakness, you understand our frailty, that you never gave in to that sin, Lord, but you can call us a brother or sister through what you experienced. And Lord, help the Holy Spirit to convict us of truth. And help us to remind us that we have the Holy Spirit that you provided us with. And Lord, that you also are at that right hand of God interceding for us. In your total deity, and Lord, and you took the position you had before you came to this world. Help us never forget what you did for us and what you currently do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.